first time we've ever played in the Senior Cup. We qualified for this due to the fact that we got to the semi-final of the Junior Cup. So I don't actually know many junior teams in Leashon have ever played in the Senior Cup, but I would imagine it's not too many, you know.
As you mentioned there, you got there by reaching the semi-finals of the FAI Junior Cup, which in itself is a fantastic achievement, but to go on now and be able to have an FAI Senior Cup game at home is absolutely huge for Glengad, Inishowen, Donegal.
It is, surely, PJ. So it's lovely to, you know, we did a lot of travelling this year in the Junior Cup, and, you know, we're in Tipperary twice, we're in Carlow. A lot of long runs, and to get a home draw against Home Farm now in the Senior Cup, that's great. Kind of makes up for those all those other long trips away.
Certainly was a lot of them. And I suppose it being one of the big names in Irish soccer as well, Home Farm, it does make a difference. It makes that tie a little bit more special, if it can be more special.
I think it does, PG. You've got, I mean, most people involved in football would recognise the name Home Farm straight away, and although they're not in the League of Ireland anymore, I think it adds that wee bit of, you know, wee bit of kind of flair to the tie, and I think that a lot of people maybe that wouldn't normally go to matches because it's Home Farm will probably turn out in the crew to watch it on Sunday.
What are you expecting from Home Farm? You know, how much do you actually know about them this year, especially?
Well, I'm actually today. I have two managers that are going to get on to me today and give me rundowns on them. But in the past couple of years, Letterkenny Rovers have played them and Cork Hull have played them. Cork Hull were away to them and lost, I think it was 1-0 or 2-1 down in Home Farm. And Letterkenny beat them in Letterkenny. So, you know, they're going to be a good side. I mean, we've played Letterkenny and Cork Hull fairly regularly this last few years in Knockalla Cups and stuff. And, you know the standard that they're going to be because they're playing at that level. Most of those teams, they're very, very good at, you know, they're very good at set pieces. You have to be aware things are done that wee bit quicker than some of the junior teams. But we had our fair share of success against the intermediate sides as well. So it's getting a rundown on them now, PJ, from these couple of managers that are coming back to me will be massive help, and I'll get in contact probably with Eamon and Gavin as well to see. Can they give me a hand in the preparation for this game Sunday?
What would it mean to Glengad to win their first ever FAI Senior Cup game? You know, you'd never been there before. To be there is a massive achievement, but to win and to go through to the next round, I suppose, would be amazing.
Oh, it would be great. You know, PG, to put it in context, I mean, when you won your own leagues and your own domestic cups and stuff like that there, it's great for the club, and especially for us, winning our first league four years ago, you know, winning Ulster Cups and different things, and they're all great. But being realistic about it, this is a Senior Cup. We've won nothing yet, but actually we've had a great season because we went to the semi final of the Junior Cup and we're in the first round of the Senior Cup. So it's probably been our best season ever to get to that stage, and we haven't won a cup or we haven't won a league. So that game's of that importance, you know.
It is a huge game. Looking ahead now to Sunday, your team news, what do you have? Everyone, are you missing anyone, and what kind of team do you think you're going to field?
We will be missing Christy McLaughlin. Christy tore his hamstring actually at Gaelic training, I think, here last week, so Christy's definitely out. With a couple of wee niggles, PJ, but nothing serious. I would imagine Barry Christy will be at full strength.
And going into the game as well, do you think, I know you still have to talk to the managers, do you think you will go for an attacking approach, or would you try and sit back?
No, we really never sit back in games. We especially at home, I don't think you can sit back. I mean, we'll be giving them the respect surely, and we'll maybe, you know, in a game, you don't go, it's not a fact of going gung-ho. You go there and have a look at them for the first 10 or whatever, but we'll all be attacking. And our formation dictates that it is an attacking formation, but it's also defensive. You know, it's that's one of those things, PJ, that we're not going there to, we have a home tie against a team that we think that you have a chance of beating. And we need to play really, really well in order for that to happen. So we'll be having a look at them in the first 10 minutes, see what they like to see, can we get at them, and try and keep it as solid as we can, you know.
Well, it's a massive game, as I have said a few times. 3 o'clock kickoff, I think, at the Crua on Sunday. So come 5 o'clock, we'll be hoping for some good news coming from Glengad.
Please God, PJ. Please God, it goes well for us now, Sunday.